China, we knew, would have an off month in April. It was really the start of the disruption and the height of the tariffs, almost 150% tariffs on beef throughout April.
That's Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He says we're down almost 70% on China volume year on year for beef. While Chinese beef buying was disappointing, there was good news from other regions.
Korea up 18%, very big number for Korea. Central America up big. You also had a pretty good month with Japan. And also South America, good month. Although Chile and Peru had good numbers. Really, Colombia is the bright spot there. We've really been trying to regain share since last April, when we had basically U.S. beef out of the market for about 5 or 6 months around this HPAI and dairy cattle issue. So we've been trying to scramble and regain share. So we're very excited about that.
For pork, China was down significantly. Hallstrom says they were down about 35%, primarily on variety meats. Mexico was also a bit down compared to a record a year ago.
But one thing to remember on Mexico, even at 91,000 tons, that's still a very, very good month. The other markets, though, Central America continues to perform well. They have for more than a year now, really on fire on both beef and pork. And huge month into Colombia, 12,000 metric tons. That's up about 60% from a year ago. So it's really satisfying to see us continuing to expand our share down in Colombia.
Hallstrom adds that lamb exports, which primarily go to Mexico and the Caribbean, trended higher in April. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.